State lawmakers are getting pressure from feed mill operators and others who are against a ban on feeding and baiting deer. Two legislative committees have objected to the strict limitations, which are sought by the Department of Natural Resources. Now a third may also do so. Representative Glenn Grothman is co-chair of the Joint Committee for Review of Administrative Rules.
Well, I think we've heard from a lot of people in far northern Wisconsin that both baiting and feeding are definitely part of the culture. There's no CWD up there at this time, and given that, we can't see any reason not to do it.
Wildlife experts with the DNR disagree. Bill Vanderzouwen says there's not only concern about CWD in Wisconsin, but the possibility that Michigan's deer tuberculosis problem could spread to Wisconsin's wild deer herd.
Research there shows that it can be transmitted through bait piles even when the animals don't come in contact with each other, and that even small amounts of bait piles do cause more contact among the deer and the fluids between deer than they would otherwise have.
Lawmakers on the committee meeting later this month may introduce a bill taking away the DNR's authority to impose a feeding ban. That would leave only regulations on how much corn or other bait could be put out at hunting time. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.